The best tea in the city.
Arakenen Dabi. You know, when it comes to the horizontal tango, women wish their men could be more vocal in bed. But most men are not about moans and groans during sex. Mm-mm. And this could be due to various reasons, such as him being afraid to give out his number or calling out the wrong name. However, silence, on the other hand, makes it unclear whether you're enjoying yourself or not. Remember, moaning, groaning, saying something during sex is feedback. And this is one skill women have mastered. Have mastered. And women moan and talk during sex because they are communicating. They are giving you feedback. Their groan is not only when they are close to Polokwane. It's a journey. You must know how they got there. And maybe what we should be asking is, what do you prefer? Because I could assume, as a woman, you prefer vocal sex. No, you prefer silent sex. There's a video of that was doing the rounds on social media, of a guy, Zulu guy, trying to be vocal with his woman. And his woman said, Autul. I was like, you? So maybe that should be the question. What do you prefer in bed, vocal or silent sex? Men, why are you silent during sex? Most, at least. And I have to ask this question while we edit. Why is English the default language in bed? Hashtag why men are silent during sex, as we sip the best tea in the city. Why men are silent during sex. Ladies, while it might be disheartening for your partner to be silent during sex, it doesn't mean he's not enjoying himself. Actually, experts say if you want to see if he's responding to your skills, you need to learn to read body language. Yes. Check out his physiological functions. I mean, if you see his muscles tense up and twitch, the expression on his face changes, then you're probably on the right track. Remember, some men lived in a big room. They couldn't make a noise because the timer will hear. So silent pleasure has always been a thing. Oh yes, they use English because I guess they learned that from porn. What do you prefer in bed? Vocal or silent sex? Why are men silent though? During sex. Hashtag why men are silent during sex. 3 teaspoons coming up on this. Here are the 3 teaspoons.
3 teaspoons on the best tea in the city. Kaya FM 95.9.
These are the 3 teaspoons on why men should be vocal during sex. One, it strengthens connection. Moaning during sex, especially together, is affirming and shows that you understand each other's sex language, or you're there, you're present. This leads to a deeper connection because it shows that you both know how to communicate beyond using spoken words, maybe groaning and moaning. Two, why men should be vocal during sex. It heightens pleasure. When men moan or say sweet little things during sex, it makes her feel good. This tells her he's in it as much as she is. So when he's silent, it makes her uncertain about a lot of things. Then performance anxiety creeps in. Her mind starts to wander. And Polokwane, which was just a short distance, become Cape Town. The last teaspoon of the 3 teaspoons on why men should be vocal during sex. Sexual satisfaction. The main goal is sexual satisfaction. Therefore, feedback of pleasure gives a clear sign that you like what is happening. Moaning, groaning, saying something. Kachivenda. It's a good way to show that, hey man, you're satisfied with your woman. And not only that, this affirms her, secures her. That's why. The question is simple. Do you want vocals or do you want silence?
I'm learning.
Woo! Uncle T's question.
Yeah.
You know, I heard that, you know, people don't... You don't speak while you're eating.
You heard?
I came across this...
Chris,
the technical producer, is sitting right here.
Yeah.
And he said, you don't speak and eat at the same time.
And which is true.
Plagiarism. You're plagiarizing.
I told you that I cited my source. I didn't say who, but I said it was not from me. But at the same time, also, when someone gives you a good meal, you do say thank you in between. You know, in between those munches, you go, this is nice. Good. Mom Joseph.
So is that what you prefer?
I don't... You know what? As a chef, you can give me a scorecard afterwards.
Is it not during?
No, because you see now when you're doing it during, I don't know if you are really enjoying this meal I've made for you.
So rather after.
Let's do it after. Let's, you know.
JJ.
You know what? I'm just like, I'm thinking, you're the man. Tell us why. Why don't you guys moan? Right?
I get about it. We can't multitask.
Exactly. Because you don't want to call out the wrong names. You don't want to promise things that are not going to be granted. You guys are avoiding all of that.
But here's a good reason why we don't speak. Table manners.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Lies.
Now, we're talking about why so much silence from men on something that they are so vocal about? Because if you think about it, if there's ever a thing that a man will speak for, convince you for, and move mountains by using his words for, is to get you into the bedroom. And when he gets there, moment of silence. In his defense, he says, no. I'm quiet because I'm listening. I guess you complain that I don't listen. If there's a moment that I listen, it's that moment. Why men are silent during sex? You tell me. And what do you prefer, by the way? Silence or vocal? My brother, while you answer this question as well. Have you ever met a silent lady? I would like to hear from you. 063-688-0959. Send me those voice notes, okay? I'll be playing them in a short while. Hello, Nati.
Hi, darling. Thank you for being the mouthpiece for people who... don't want to use their mouths.
Wow, why did I start?
Why did you start? So what's been the general consensus of silence?
Table manners.
Aye. Who asked for the manners?
I need to start fundi swaganjalo we.
Abobani.
Uguti maudla. Valumla. Masafunu kuluma.
Kamsil, I get you.
Kamsil. Sis.
I get you.
Mm.
But also, you must be thankful and grateful. So you must express human. No! During Tamu. You must express your gratitude. There's so much I want to ask.
As a woman, do you prefer. Because we cannot assume that you want vocal.
I'm a communicator by profession, Tabo. Nah, you must communicate where you're at, how you're feeling. I'm a communicator by profession in every aspect of my life. Communicate your feelings.
At how, Papa?
And your mom's not Papa. Nimtanda kabu, baby. My name is Wagamnandi.
At how, Papa?
Oh, Papa. Oh, baby. Oh, Nwana. Nimtanda
kabu. Oh, chini.
Yeah,
Papa. But Xhosa is better than English.
I don't
know. What do you say?
Oh, as in me as the person who's expressing?
Yes.
Why is English
the default?
No, because it's not our mother tongue, and English never loved us.
But this
because
is what I hear.
Yeah. During and then umoshizinto.
And it was never meant to be kuihi. It was never meant to be kuihi. Yabo.
Thank you.
So apparently, like when we express ourselves in Xhosa, it's an excitable thing. That thing there.
I'm not sure.
Me neither, you know. Ai kiribari. It's not by virtue of effect.
Yes.
But gentle brothers, just be fine with articulating your thoughts and your emotions. It's okay.
But moaning and groaning is not enough.
No.
It's like when, you know, Maso Pege?
No.
That's June.
Ufuna. No, it's not enough. Because also, like, it could be or. And sometimes you won't know in that moment. You see, Ayob got it. So you don't know whether it's a. Yeah, but in the moment, it can get mixed in the tone. So you must say, I like it when you do it like this, like that, when this, like that. It's the only way we're going to be more liberated sexually. Please, guys.
When he's silent, your game is not hot.
Take a sip of this. Sip of this. The best tea in the city. Only on Kaya FM
95.9. Hey, Tavo. I got to concentrate. Or Rohono it and to the right. Oga Rasa. Wabawa draw a marker. Matur no Rasabu no Rasita Mahala. Warasita Mahala. Anong no tule. What's world dry? But I don't know Rasa fell and just can Rasa and to learn how it's hidden. Keteregi from Tembisa.
Hi, Uncle T. Ubuali Senzeni Mujie Wako Alexandra. Got 12 good fleting. Yeah. Mame Laman. Wabana Banaba. Kobani Basabui Basabatu Hunsa the feelings Tabona. Babuwe. While really conjong yako kamering aana. Banaba basile. Batse like your horba cheetah. And ababa to hore babu babatokin babuwa ma bito arong. Watalohanya batokin babuwa ma bito arong. So that is why basabatu buwa batubao and basile. Basile. Nashem I talk. Now I talk and le my men lena wabuwa. Wabuwa. So ki happy nje kantwe. Very much happy.
Hey T. Oh, the topic. I guess men become silent during the deed. Those who become silent, I mean, I guess they enjoy. They listen to what they do. They take their time. Yet I'm the kind that I want you to tell me what you feel. Dude, talk to me. Lie to me. Just as long as it's for that moment. Tell me what you feel. Tell me you're feeling me. Being a Xhosa girl, I've never tried. I've never done the deed talking or speaking Xhosa.
Yo, Tibos, it's even worse when the man is silent and you are in a new relationship and you are like trying. How to hore left, right, center, with that or not, mutawale fela. Quiet. Imagine if I was doing that. Motho ona tlo feela jang yena?
Sure, Goodman. Pamlo from Scott Paul. Goodman ya bezo bo sister nje mama ne bayasho la pe studio bathi bona bakhuluma. Goodman usana kuyithinta kahle. Kusho yena athi ungasuki kule position. Cindezela lapho kule position. So bo sister angazi noma bashawa amahloni or kanjani. But into ekhona nathi siyakhuluma Goodman yabo. At the end of the day ukengeja nomuntu owenza naye lo mdlalo. So, yeah.
Uncle T, some of us do say something about because it doesn't feel right. Like if you are doing the deed and now the woman that you are with, she's just quiet and no responding anything, you'll be asking yourself, you say, I want young fila na lomuntu or what, or she's just making me a favor, she's on another world. So sometimes some of us do make. I'm a sound in Yana, but not like women. Those sounds of appreciation. That's how we respond. We can't just keep quiet. 90 minutes plus extra time. No, it's each other.
Morning, Tivos. And the listeners. This is Wafana from TMBC Tivos. I, for one, right now, currently, It's been 4 years, man. It's the same personage and every time. So I'm vocal. Not like have a conversation, but I just let her know how I'm feeling, how's the moment. And if it's good, put in a little bit of I love you, baby, here and there. But before, I never used to do that because I had a moment when I used to sleep with different people or have one night stand. So you can't really say I love you, what, express yourself in that way with a one night stand, because you'll think you're doing it right, can't you not? Yeah, well, you just need to wait for her car to make a sound or something before now you join in. But then if she's quiet, you keep quiet too.
Hi, Malumti. Kempomo Maluleka from Roodepoort. Bona, I prefer a vocal sex, not a silent one. Bona, a vocal sex makes it funny, juicy. You enjoy it, man. But for the silent one, no. Na I'm vocal. Na ke arasanta temu kuili watu maundimu. So le na kopa hovejo alo kopa a vocal one. And by the way, I haven't met a silent partner. Thank you.
The best tea in the city. Weekdays, 9 a.m. to 12 p.m. Kaya FM 95.9.